Hello, Malcolm here. Thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips. It's episode 188, and today we're talking about the preaching and teaching lessons over the last 12 months. Now, I'm recording this towards the end of 2019. Any of you watching the video will see my Christmas jumper here. And so I'm thinking about my preaching year in 2019. Now, if you're watching this at another time, it'll still be of value because you can use it to think about your preaching and teaching lessons from the last few weeks, months, or even the last year or so. But now and again, we need to stop and think, don't we, about how are we progressing in our effectiveness in our preaching and teaching? What has God been teaching us? For sure, I'm sure that God's been using you in your preaching and teaching in 2019, this last year. And other people surely have been very blessed by what you've shared. But what has God taught you about preaching and teaching? If we had a conversation, what would you say, these are my big lessons from the year? It's important now and again to reflect. Moses reminded the people of Israel that they must not forget what God had taught them. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, and do not let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. So God knew how important it was for his people to not forget what he had done, not so much what they had done, but what he had done. And he hoped generational impact would occur. He hoped they would pass the lesson on from generation to generation. Don't forget, the lessons you're learning are not just for you. They're also for those you can influence and may teach and mentor and train in the future. And that's for you if you're an 18-year-old teacher and preacher or an 80-year-old teacher or preacher. We need to remember these things. We need to recognize the things that God has taught us so that we can pass them on. So how can we make sure that we've noticed what God has done this year in teaching us about teaching and preaching? So I have three suggestions for you, and then you can let me know what you think may be useful. Firstly, review your highs and lows. Review your highs and lows. Now, what would you consider to be as your most effective lesson this year, at least in your own estimation, one where you felt it really connected and helped people? And what would you consider to be the opposite of that, perhaps your least effective lesson of the year? Now, I'm not talking here about the popularity of the lesson, how many positive comments you had back either in person or online. We're not talking about whether people liked it. That's not always the main or most significant criterion, is it, as to whether something's effective. A lot of Jesus's teaching was not liked, although it was tremendously effective. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about impact. Impact. And that's got nothing to do necessarily with volume, energy, or slickness of our presentation. That's to do with something else. It's to do with God's Spirit working through you and me. And I think when you've been preaching and teaching a while, you get a feel for that. You get a sense of that, that I think this lesson was used by God more powerfully than, say, this other lesson. And that's what we're really talking about here. And that's going to take some reflection. It's going to take some prayer. What I'm doing is I'm looking at my playlists because I video my lessons, or they're videoed, and then I obviously stick them up on YouTube, as I'm sure most of you will know. I'm going to go back through my playlists and look at the things I've taught and ask myself, what were the highs? What were the lows? There have certainly been some of both in the last 12 months. But which of your lessons struck the hearts and minds of those who were present? If you're not sure, go back and listen to your own recordings and or videos. And then ask God in prayer, and he's the one with all the wisdom, isn't he, to remind you of your most effective and least effective lessons of the year. I'm sure if you pray, it will come back to you. God will bring it back to you. And then ask yourself the question, at least in your own opinion, what it was about that lesson that made it effective, or what was it about that lesson that made it less than effective? What was it? Can you think about something specific and practical? One time I taught this year, I remember thinking just beforehand, in fact, driving on the way there. I prayed about it earlier, then I thought about it and prayed about it a bit on the way to the lesson. I just prayed that God would take me out of the picture more than usual, that I would be I'd be more at peace in the teaching and preaching, that I wouldn't feel any anxiety or pressure to do a particularly good job. I would just wish to be the vessel that God would use. And I do remember that being one of my more effective lessons. So think back to what it was that might have helped you to be particularly effective or not. Resolve to bear the lessons you learn in mind for your preaching and teaching for 2020. So that's highs and lows. Secondly, feedback. What have people told you either at the church event, maybe in the fellowship after the lesson, or online by leaving comments or emailing you later or sending you a text message or a WhatsApp or commenting on Facebook. What comments have been left? What have you heard? What have you noticed even in the way the congregation has responded as you've been in the act of preaching and teaching? When have you noticed people responding? When have you noticed them not responding? When have you noticed them restless? When have you noticed them silent and attentive? What have you seen? What has caused people to pay attention to what you're saying? Have you felt or heard the silence of people absorbing what you're teaching? And have you heard from people who put into practice what you taught and found it to be a blessing? So pay attention to the feedback, both verbal and non-verbal, both that you can see in terms of people's body posture while you're preaching and teaching, and also in terms of what they've said to you personally or posted online or said to other people. That may help you to figure out where you've been effective, where you've been less effective, and what the lessons are from the year, what God has taught you. Then the third thing, the third and final of our three today, is simply heart. Heart. Your spirit. How has your own preaching and teaching touched your own heart this year? You might need to pray about that to get some insight and some clarity to figure out what it is. But what have you learned about your own discipleship to Jesus from the way that you prepared and presented lessons? How has preaching and teaching affected you? I preached a lesson on Acts chapter 4 earlier this year that had a profound impact on the way that I lived for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Just some practical things to do with generosity and kindness towards people. Having looked at Barnabas and Paul and their partnership, that affected the way that I partnered with people at certain points this year. I remember that. How has what you preached and taught changed the way you live as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ? Hopefully it has. At our final men's meeting of the Watford Church this year, we shared some of the lessons of the year. And Stefan reflected that one of his key lessons was a deep conviction that he needed to live what he preached. He's always had that kind of conviction, but somehow it deepened this year that he needed to live what he preached. And I think I felt the same thing, particularly in the second half of 2019. That's been more of a powerful sense of conviction on that topic. I felt God helping me to tie more closely together what I'm studying, teaching, and living. Those three should always line up, right? Study, teaching, living. They should match. That's the idea. And so now, as I'm studying and preparing lessons, I'm asking myself more clearly, more consciously, more deliberately, whether I'm living what I'm about to preach and teach. And that is a challenge, but it's a good challenge for me, for my heart, and for my spiritual growth, isn't it? And so there we go. It's not about ticking the box, but it's about changing the heart. Let's not forget that. But what has God taught you? What's God taught you about how to live as a Christian on the basis of what you've had to study and then teach, as well as ultimately live? Three things there: highs and lows, feedback, and heart, or you could say life. So let me ask you, could you share some of your thoughts with us all? I would appreciate it, and so would everybody who watches the videos or listens to the podcast. We really need to hear from each other about our highs and lows, about the feedback we've received, about how our teaching and preaching has affected our own heart. If you could leave those comments publicly, I'd be really grateful. Leave them where everybody can see them so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we're learning in community, don't we? If you know anybody who might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Just send it on their way as a Christmas present. And if you haven't already done so, hit the notification button, subscribe button in YouTube. And in podcasts, if you could leave a review, that'd be wonderful. Leave me a Christmas present of a review for 2019, and I'd be very grateful. Thank you very much for that. Next week, we will finish with the last one for this year by thinking about how to think about our preaching and teaching hopes for 2020. That's coming next week. But until then, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.